Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to Simon Kuf Lamed Dalet Siv Beis, page 31 over here. We are, as I said before, that over here, this Siv Beis is really only here because of the Shita of the Beis Yosef, like the Svardim Ardoig, like the Mishnah Berurah himself, brings down over here in Siv Katan Chesem Echaber, Katav Dinzeh, Kolem Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. She came minag asfardim like bia kodama kriya, because their minag is to do hagba before kriya satora. Vayin lekamei ba'agash minagin lasos hagba achara kriya. Our minag, as the Rama will mention later on, is going where you say, only we do hagba after kriya satora. So here we go, and we'll defunk and debunk a lot of, misunderstandings about hagba, hopefully today, and we'll understand what one is supposed to do when doing hagba, and for the people who are watching hagba. Hagba says the Mechaber over here, Mara Pnei Ksiva Sefer Torah La'am. Number one is you're supposed to show. The person doing Hagba has to make sure to show the Pnei Ksiva Sefer Torah, the Ksiva of the Sefer Torah, not the back of the Sefer Torah, I mean the front where the letters are. To the Am, Ha'om Din Liyamino L'Smola, make sure you're going to get to the people on his right, and on his left, Machzir L'Fan of L'Acharav, and make sure it's going to be in the front, and in the back, Shemitzvah Al-Kol Anoshim V'Noshim Liros HaKsav, because it's a mitzvah for everyone to see the Ksav. Now, we'll stop over here, we'll come back in just 1 minute. A couple of things. Number one, Mishnah Berurah in the Hemshech of Sikon Nechah says, Ha'magbiya Sefer Torah Mi'ala Tevel Ha'Aslam Gola Ad Gimel Dapin U'magbiya. He opens it up. Three dappin, three columns, and he does hagba. The Esher did dafka nakat gimel. The Magen Avraham writes that it's Esher, it's dafka three, no less, no more. Three, that is what's going to do. The Chafetz Chaim does say then over here, maybe this is the minig of the people who like to show off their strength. The nearly, the talifi koacha magbia, maybe it's tali, it depends on the strength of the person doing hagba. She ab yechoto lagbia, she niglaus harbe, that he can pick it up when it is Niglasar, it's opened up a lot. I'm not sure why, what your marviach by opening up too much, and for sure you're putting the Sefer Torah in Sakana, and the Am in Sakana, if Chas V'Shalom something happens to Sefer Torah, rips, or it falls, so I'm not sure why not just to do three and that's it. But over here, the Mishnah Berurah does say if one thinks he can do more, he's allowed to do, go ahead and do more. From the Mechaber, you see the Eitmikar is that they show the Pnei Ksiva Sefer Torah to the Am. I'm not sure where the minhag developed, why he has to go to the right and then to the left and stuff like that. It seems to be much more pashut just to do a 360, okay, just to go ahead a full circle to the right, okay? And that's how Rav Shlomo Zalman used to say to do it. That is the best way of doing the hagba. Just make a full circle to the right. How do I know to the right? Because Mr. Brum himself says it over here. Says Mr. Brum, Siv Katan Tes Pnei Ksiva Sefer Torah, Katva Achroni. Kishemara Sefer Torah La'am, when he shows the Sefer Torah to the nation, Vuhol made Mimizrach HaTeva, Yakif Mimizrach L'Dorim. You go from east to south is to the right. Kimosh Katam Simen Kuf Chavches Leaning Kohanim, just like we've just learned, in Simen Kuf Chavches, like the Kohanim, always turn to the right. So it's over here, you turn to your right. That means you follow your right arm and you follow it around. Okay? People have a hard time with this one. You go to the right and you go ahead and spin around carefully, and show the Pnei Ksiva Sefer Torah to everyone else. Okay? That is what one is supposed to do. Then, what is the people who are watching supposed to do? So, I'm not sure where the menig was, comes to point. Okay, Vizosa Torah, Chor Vizos, you're pointing to the, that this is the Torah, but that's not what the Mechaber says to do, and this people leave out. The Mechaber says, okay, Shemitzah, Kol HaNashim, V'Nashim, Lirosa, Ksav, V'Lichroa, and to bow. You're supposed to bow when you say the Sefer Torah. Okay, once again, according to the Sheet of the Gra, was you only bow. In Shimon Esrei, he would hold not to bow, but the Mechaber says to bow. So if you're going to do something, go ahead and bow. V'lomar v'zosa Torah, and then you say v'zosa Torah, Torah Seshem Tamima, all the psukim that we're knowing to say when one does hagba. Then the Ramah goes on. Zez v'nagul asos kein achar shikaru b'Torah, like we just learned moments ago, that the minig of the Ashkenazim is to do it only after Kriyas Torah. Aval kishemotzino to. So what do we do when you take out the Sefer Torah? We have different menagim. When we take it out, Omer Ashliach Tzibor Gadlu, you say Gadlu v'akal Omrim Romimu. Okay, Gadlu Hashem Itin Rom Hashem Yatav. And then the Tzibor goes ahead and says, Romimu. Ava rachamimu yirachim amu usim, v'chulei v'chulei. V'yesh Omrim Lomar al ha'kol yiskadel, v'chei noagim yontov v'shabbos. Yontov v'shabbos, we add the paragraph of ha'kol yiskadel. That is the minhag Hashem when you take out the Sefer Torah. Okay, v'yesh lahachzika Torah b'yamin. When you hold the Sefer Torah, you hold it with your right, on the right side of your body. So, and when the Gadai calls up the Rishon, you afterwards, they say, Baruch Shana Tantra Ma'isa B'Kdusha. So, and the whole Kal says it along with, fine, let's see over here a couple of important things. Now, Mishnah Berurah says over here, in Sifkatan Yud Aleph, Sifkatan Yud Aleph, he says over here, Liros Aksav, the point is to see the words on the Sefer Torah. It says, V'tov Shira Otiot Ad Shiyah Yochol Lekrosam. There's an Indian to make sure that you even see the words, that you can even read the words in the Sefer Torah. You get so close, you can read the words. Ki Katvu HaMekubolim. Because the Mekubalim write, whatever this means, Sha'al Yidze Nimshach Or Godol Adam. When you see the words of the Sefer Torah, then it's going to be Nimshach Or Godol Adam, and therefore you'll see some Medaktikim, they'll run up, make sure they get closer to the Bima when they do Hagba, in order that they can go ahead and see the words of the Sefer Torah, based on this Mishnah Berurah quoting. The Mekubalim, that's an Indian to actually see the words so close, not to see it from a distance, you can see the words of the Sefer Torah, but to actually be able to read the words of the Sefer Torah, and Nimshach Ora Gadol Al Had. Okay? Sifkat and Yud Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. V'lomar Zosa Torah. It says, V'ein Lomar V'zosa Torah Rak Negeda Ketav Shal Sefer Torah. Many people make this mistake. As soon as the person says, does Hagba, many people say V'zosa Torah. That's incorrect. If you're, let's say, in front of the Bima, so when God's the Hagba at the beginning, you don't see the place of the Sefer Torah, you see the back of the Sefer Torah, you wait to say V'zosa Torah only after you see the Pnei Siva Sefer Torah, only when you see the writing on the Sefer Torah, then you say V'zosa Torah. Okay, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. Beferish, not right away, you wait to be able to see the Sefer Torah. So as soon as he faces the Sefer Torah towards you, then you say V'zosa Torah. Peter of Nemetzal is very, very makbid that the person holding the Sefer Torah has to be a gadol at all times. You can never give a Sefer Torah to a katan, even after Hagba, even after Glila, when it's beneath a person to hold the Sefer Torah during the Haftorah, as long as they have to give it to the katan. Rav Nemetzal is absolutely against it. He holds it absolutely usher to give it to a katan at any point, whether it's during the Haftorah or whether it is during Hakafos. All these times an usher for a katan to machzik the Sefer Torah. Only a gadol could be machzik the Sefer Torah. It's not beneath anyone's kavod to go ahead and hold the Sefer Torah. Weitzer, okay. Number one is to hold it above the belt. And furthermore, Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkatan Yud Gimel, Vitzarech Lagbia Torah Gimel Pami. When the person who is holding the Sefer Torah, taking it to the Bima, the Chazan, holds it up. Okay, so there's also all different types of minhagim. You've seen people do different things. Another big one is that the person doing Psicha, you'll see it many times, he'll wait to take out the Sefer Torah while saying Brech Shvei. Like, is it Kilo? It's like Bezayin to the Sefer Torah to take it out earlier. No, you want to take out the Sefer Torah. Hold the Sefer Torah. Not only that, Ramosha finds an altar, not even say Brich Shmei until the Sefer Torah is out of the Aron Kodesh. It's exactly the opposite of what people do. They leave it in, he holds it, take it out. There's nothing wrong with taking out the Sefer Torah, and holding it while they say Brich Shmei. He hands it to the Chazan. The Chazan takes it in on his right side, above the belt, and he says on Shabbos, he'll say one thing. You could say Brich Shmei, but he holds the Chatchila to take it out also. Okay, Rav Nevinson also told me to take it out right away. There's no reason not to take out the Sefer Torah right away. Okay? Says, Yesh la'agbiyah Torah gimel pamim. So he said, V'tzarech la'agbiyah Torah gimel pamim. You raise up the Torah three times. D'ahayinu b'shashem or Shema Yisrael. On Shabbos, when you say Shema Yisrael, you lift up the Torah a little bit. Echad Elokeinu, you lift up the Torah again, and Gadlu Hashem, you lift up the Torah. There's no Indian of bowing then, there's no Indian of turning back to the Aron Kodesh then, okay? There is no source for these in the Minhagim, why people do it, I'm not sure. The only thing that's mentioned over here in the Mishnah Berurah is to lift up the Sefer Torah. You watch Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel, that's what he does. He just lifts up the Sefer Torah when saying Shema Yisrael Echad, and Gadlu Hashem Iti. Mishnah Berurah points out, as he caught in your Dalet, you hold it by Yamin. Al Shema Kotov Yamino Techabkeni, Vod the Gavat Torah Nisna Biyamin, because the Torah was given with the right side, which means that so many hold that even though a lefty still holds it on the right side, because there's an Indian of Dafka, the right. Some do like that, some do on the left side. There's different minhagim in terms of a lefty. Noagim Shabbos Shachars. Kishmachzir Sefer Torah Lehechal, Lomar Mizra Avul Hashem Bnei Elim. On Shabbos we say the Mizra Avul Hashem Bnei Elim. Uvmincha B'Shabbos Chayim Yontav V'Chol Mizmor We say Mizmor. The Mizmor Chav Dalid, the David Mizmor. That's what we say over there on the weekend at Mincha and Shabbos. Okay, so that's are the din over here of Hagba. A little bit about Psicha Bezrat Hashem. Next time we will Bezrat Hashem. Next time we'll be starting the dinin of Kriyas Torah. I feel the guys need to do a lot more chazara and preparation. Bezrat Hashem, that is what the guys hopefully find chavrusas. Everyone have a great day.